That sucks. That horse got a hind hoof injury this morning while we're on the air.
Out!
So I'm going to revise it, Hoodie. I'm playing the 1-4-6 that I gave you. And I'm going to throw the 7 in there in my trifecta ticket. Blazing 7s, because they've got Irad Ortiz, excellent jockey, and Chad Brown, the trainer. 6-1 morning line, not a ton of value. Should be a longer shot, but...
All right. As we lull the audience
1-4-6-7.
But I'm going to break your heart again, Cap.
Oh, who can scratch now?
National Treasure.
What is going on there? Horse. I'm not betting the race. I quit.
No, we can't do that. You got to give. We had a segment, Cap's Preakness Picks.
What? National Treasure? Are you serious? Are you kidding me? Come on now. What are we doing here?
Well, Cap, the one thing we need to talk about is are so many horses dying. Could you explain why? Go ahead.
I don't know.
Now, don't do that, Cap. Now, your horses are leaving this earth. They're being scratched left and right because of injuries and death. Why are they dying, Cap? Why are the horses dying?
Well, there's some speculation that there was a trainer drugging some horses, trying to PED them up, performance-enhancing drugs. Mm-hmm. He was suspended. I'm not going to make allegations against him because I don't know. Don't know.
Now you're totally distracted.
Yeah, I don't know if he's messing with me or not.
No,
somebody called and said National Treasure just got scratched. I'm double checking. I haven't seen that. You may be okay.
Call Jim Miller.
But can we talk fairs, please, boys? For the love of God,
he's not ready for it yet, though, because he's concerned about his one horse, National Treasure. Yeah. We can't continue until we find out what's happening here. Yes,
we can continue.
No. I mean, you want to do the show solo? We're in a tragic situation right now.
Yeah, it's not good.
Okay. Well, nonetheless, the Chicago Bears. So we were talking about this before the show about the Bears and their direction, Cap. What's the direction of the Bears? I say at this point, when we went through the schedule, first blush with the pen, I said the Bears are going to win 8 games. Now, 8 games may not, 8 wins may not get you Marvin Harrison, because I know that you covered him because he's got world-class speed, second-generation ball player. Harrison would be great. I guess the thing is, though, when it comes to the Bears, it's like Ryan Poles continues to say in a lot of interviews, hey, we're going to try to do this the right way, meaning that to me, he means we're not going to try to rush this thing through to get to a playoff spot only to go backwards the following year. 2023 does not seem like a playoff team for me, even though Sports Illustrated and other periodicals are saying, oh, the Bears are going to make this big leap. Well, I mean, again, don't confuse activity with accomplishment. When it comes to the Bears, yes, they've made some moves, but I don't even think Ryan Poles thinks that the Bears are going to make this big leap from 3 wins to a major playoff team.
Look, if they win 7 games, that's a 4-win increase. That's a big deal, right?
Yes.
I could see them doing that. I just don't see the double-digit wins that many people out there are prognosticating. I don't see it. I don't see enough of a pass rush. And, again, you're relying on the interior of your defensive line, a bunch of rookies. I just don't see this year being a double-digit win, sustainable, here we go. I don't see it.
Well, let's hear from Ryan Poles, who last spoke with Bleck and Abdallah about this as they sat in for Greeny. So Poles was asked, what are your expectations for the season? And Ryan said,
yeah, I think you got to break it down a little bit. I think, you know, from now until training camp, it's really letting all these new players gel together. And they've done a fantastic job. We have an outstanding turnout in the offseason program. So they're working hard and working with each other, because obviously, you know, there's timing, there's communication. Those things are important. So first is just gel and get to know each other and build that trust. Luce has done an unbelievable job building some programs where guys are spending time together. So I'm excited about that, and I think that will come together perfectly. And then on the field, I think we just got to start having that expectation of going and winning games, and kind of having, we talk about a championship mindset, walking into a stadium expecting to win and getting it done rather than hoping to win. So that's what I'm looking for. Really want to take that next step as an organization, as a football team, and win more games and start to get that flow going of, again, we walk in the stadiums expecting to win.
Yes. Now, he's not promising us anything when it comes to that. But championship mindset, that does not happen in one season, as you well know. You and I equated what's happening with the Bears to the last time that they quote-unquote blew it up. And that was the late 70s, early 80s with the Bears. You recall this, right? Previous to Ditka.
Yes.
Because this is was the, hey, a lot of you guys won't be around here, but we're going to the Super Bowl, but a lot of you guys won't be here. And how they built that through the defense first, the Bears. We're going to build a defense. Think about what, think about the Bears at that time, Cap. I was barely around, but you were a very, very young person. Think about the Bears' mindset in the late 70s, early 80s, in which they looked at it and said, where's the next Butkus? Where's the next Buffon? Where's the next offensive line that could help us? But that was the Halas era. So I'm thinking that at that time, and you probably get talked about this better than I can, I'm sure that at that time, like we're looking at the Bears now, late 70s, they're like, remember when we had a tenacious defense and we were in ball games? Let's try to build that again with Ditka, because that's what Ditka remembers. So I think that I can equate that time to where we are now, slowly building, having a process, and being able to be a championship team. That makes sense?
It does.
You recall this, though, right?
I do.
You and I talked about this.
I do. And they just kept throwing assets at the interior, the trenches, mm-hmm. offensive line. They drafted Dennis Slick and Ted Albrecht and Jimbo Covert and Keith Van Horn. All high picks.
Bad, but they were able to build toward that.
And then defensively, William Perry and Richard Dent and Dan Hampton. They mm-hmm. picked up Steve McMichael, who got waived for being a maniac in New England. He always laughed about it.
That's funny.
And so as you start adding all of those impact players on the interior portion of your team, then you go get a receiver, Willie Gault, or you have Dennis McKinnon. And they didn't put a ton of assets into those positions, but they were so dominant inside in the trenches, they won the Super Bowl.
And they did it with also the running game of Walter.
Correct.
Built that. Jim McMahon was often injured, but when he was able-bodied, when he was upright, Cap, he made some big plays down the field to Gault.
He did?
So I guess we're telling those old stories to relate it to 2023, meaning that, okay, you have a quarterback that you believe in. You got him a number one receiver in DJ Moore. But what I guess the overarching point that I can look at is this, that the Bears are not, I don't believe that they're looking at the Super Bowl or the playoffs this year. I think that based on what polls has told us, it's step by step. So if you think that the win total will be over, go ahead and bet it. I don't think so, though. It smells like 7 to me, or 8, and then moving on from there.
Right. I'm not betting that total because it at 7.5.
The hook bothers you, doesn't it?
Well, you're always going to get a hook so you don't have a push. Mm-hmm. At 7.5, could they have great health and win 8?
Sure. Sure.
Could they have, oh my God, what injuries are they dealing with now and they win 5? Sure. Last year, I looked at it and went, 7.5 on that team? Are you kidding me? And then it got bet down to 6.5. I didn't see any way they won 6 games. So I was all in. All in that team was going to go under. And they did by a mile.
Mm-hmm.
This year, it's up in the air. I'm not, as of right now, I'm not playing it.
So the question we're going to ask you, the Bears fan, 312-332-3776, is Ryan Poles really trying to compete this year, compete for a playoff berth? Based on everything that they've done, do you feel like, hey, this is the time for the Bears to try to compete, or is he just taking his time? I just want to get your initial thought. Everything that the Bears have done, and hearing from Ryan Poles with Black and Abdallah, it makes me think, yeah, they want to have a championship pedigree, but he knows there's a process with that. So we're going to get your thoughts on that coming up next. Don't forget, we got the Friday Folder at 9:35. Your calls on the Bears next on the Home of the Bears, ESPN 1000.
Cap and J-Hood are back.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
On Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN Chicago.
Captain Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Black and Abdallah at 10, in for Greeny, followed by Carmen and Connor from 12 to 2. Waddle and Sylvie will broadcast live from Riley's Daughter on the South Side. Make sure you go see the guys between 2 and 6. Tyler Aki, 6 to 6:30, right into White Sox baseball. The Sox take on the Royals right here on the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000. 312-332-3776 is our telephone number. Cap, do you have it ready now? I mean, we had a segment carved out for you at 8:50, and then the horses started to fall apart here. I mean, are they still alive?
They're still alive. National Treasure, I just checked. That horse is in the field and is in my picks.
There he is.
The 8 First Mission got the veterinary visit, which is standard, this morning.
Uh-huh.
They checked it out and said, no, it's got a hoof thing. You're out.
Got a what thing?
Hoof.
Okay.
Rear right hoof apparently was inflamed.
Uh-huh. Out. Now, how's that? Ah!
I mean, that's how you can kill a horse.
Yeah. Is it?
Well, I mean, you got a horse out there running, you know, that's a problem if it's got a hoof issue. Out. So they scratched it. So I'm going 1467. Okay. Trifecta box.
All right.
That will be my ticket. We will see what happens.
So you're still going with the one horse in that spot, though.
National Treasure.
Nothing's really changed there in that spot.
National Treasure. Yeah. I'm excited to see how this, how it does.
The Preakness is tomorrow, 6 o'clock, Central Time. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. We were talking to you about the Bears. Is Ryan Poles really ready to try to compete this year as far as trying to get to the playoffs, or is he just taking his time, and then next year will be the year? Just getting your thoughts on that as we go to James and Gurney on ESPN 1000. Good morning, James.
Good morning, boys. I do have an announcement to make. I do apologize. It's a little off topic, but I'm going to be just announcing that the exclusive rights to James from Gurney will be Cap and Jay Hood's exclusively. I want to give a shout-out. Listen, hear me out. I got to get this out. I got to get this out, please. I only need 30 seconds.
Okay.
I want to give a shout-out to Danny and his hair. I want to give a shout-out to my man, Detroit Shea. And also I want to give a shout-out to the Golf Hall of Fame analyst, Mr. Randall Merkin. That guy used to answer when I called in at the 10 o'clock hour. You know, it's just say, hey, James, how you doing? You know what that made me feel? You know, that made me. I am so loyal to you guys. I don't even listen to Down the Dial. And when I do listen Down the Dial to the Cubs game, I twitch because I have so much loyalty for the last 25 years. And as far as calling 10 o'clock, I don't remember if you guys, Seven Bridges, like 4 years ago when I went and seen Carm, he looked different. I said, who are you? He said, what do you mean, who am I? I love you, Carm, but he's an Italian. He's like an elephant. He's never going to put me on. I called 40 minutes wait. 2 to 6, forget about it, guys. I've been calling for a month. I don't know who this guy Nick is. I call Nick, and I say, hey, I got to give my point. Hey, James, how you doing? He cuts me off at point. I'm on hold for 40 minutes. I know you're on your treadmill. You're a P1 just like me, Sylvie. I know you're listening right now. I've been calling for a month to tell them that Connie's Pizza actually is the best frozen pizza I've ever eaten. They see me on there for 40 minutes. Never click my name. I've been calling for 25 years, guys, 25 years. I am the number one rated couch analyst in the country for the last 3 years. You want to know who told me that? Emma. Emma's my daughter. She's 4.
Mm-hmm.
Really cute. She's really smart. So I just wanted to make this announcement. I've been listening for 25 years. I'm a staple here. So my rights will be only exclusive on Jay Hood. I'm going to listen, but I'm not calling no more. And I know you're listening on your treadmill, Sylvie. I know it. I've been just trying to tell you about Connie's. I'm on hold for an hour. I deserve better. So I'm going to take a deep breath. I'm going to grab my man purse, and I'm going to go on about my weekend. Take that, 10 to 8.
Thank you very much.
The man.
How about that? James Gurney is planting his flag with the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show.
He has signed an exclusive deal with this show.
Yeah, like an NIL deal, right?
An NIL deal.
Yeah, and you know, we have great shows here at ESPN 1000. You're welcome to call everyone else, but apparently he said he can't get through. And we like James' call. James is one of our top callers that we have here.
Always been a 10-day contract.
It's just a
contract on Twitch.
And maybe a two-way.
Oh, he's better than that, isn't he?
He is.
Wait, was he? Robert in Green Bay? That's no way to talk about people.
Oh, God.
312-332-3776.
Wow.
Hi, guys. Yeah. Stop talking! And he still has... I'm on Robert in Green Bay because he's not paid his fines for the coughing. To BerniesBookBank.org. That's my problem with him. Still hasn't paid his fines.
So. Well, I'll be up in the Green Bay area this weekend.
Yeah. Go stop by there and get the money, because he owes us money
maybe
for all the coughing.
Strong arm him.
He starts the call with a cough.
Robert in Green Bay on Cap and Jay. Good morning, Robert.
Stop coughing. Stop. Today, Cap, is National Pizza Party Day. It's funny that that James brings up pizza. He says Connie's is the best frozen pizza. He said National Pizza Party Day. What is your top three?
Top three pizzas? Mm-hmm. Lou Malnati's deep dish. Mm-hmm. Lou Malnati's thin crust. Mm-hmm. Lou Malnati's crustless.
Okay.
Think I may get laid tonight?
Oh, my God. Company man here.
Did you catch the line there? Did you catch his line?
Yes, I heard it.
Yes. So what's the answer? You think you will?
By whom?
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
I think that's outstanding. That, just play that back, Cap. That'll help you in a big way.
Yeah, that'll work. Mindy, listen to this. Ready? Hoodie brought up pizzas and listen to what I said. That'll work.
Lou Malnati's, Williams Inn Pizza. Hmm. On 22nd in Michigan.
Yep.
And I'm open for a third there. I'm open for a third one, but I have so many Lou's and Williams Pizza so often. Yeah.
I remember when you did the appearance over at Williams Pizza.
Oh, yeah. Very, yep. Very good place.
Yep.
Right in the shadows of McCormick Place and Wintrust Arena.
There you go.
Built for DePaul. See, because all the DePaul people are there.
You might starve.
So there you go. Do you have something on your... I know you did not do a Cubs recap yesterday, but I'm wondering whether or not you feel that there will be a rebound with the ball club. Because this is not good, the five-game losing streak. What are you, the Sox?
It's not good. So the Phillies are playing terrible baseball. Terrible. They are scuffling as badly as the Cubs are. Mm-hmm. They just have a much more talented roster.
Yeah.
This is a big series for the Cubs. You cannot go in and let them get healthy against you. You've got a quality opponent reeling. You got Stroman on the hill tonight. You want that extension? It starts tonight, Marcus.
Okay, that's fair.
So,
but I mean, it circles back to what we talked about with the when you're ready to win. Even though you felt maybe you were ready to win now, Cap, it's really about 24. It's amazing the conversations we have about the Bears and the Cubs and how similar they are. It's similar to me.
Yeah.
24, the Cubs are not going to the playoffs this year. It's just, they're not. You're going to have to spend a little bit more money and figure out your starting rotation. You're just not ready yet. You got to get the Master Bonies and the, who else is on this ball? Oh, the Madrigals off this team. Get some guys that are ready to go. I was going to ask you during Jesse's segment whether or not you're happy with the lineup.
As long as Madrigal's not in it, yeah, I'm good.
Oh, stop. Now, come on now. That's your guy. Don't do that.
Well, if you're going to hit him ninth and he has to fill in till Nico Horner's back, and Horner's supposed to be activated tonight.
Good.
So if that's the case, I better not see Madrigal anywhere in that lineup.
Yes. So I was asking whether or not you're happy with the lineup every day. So Morrell, you want Morrell to play every day in center field?
No, Cody Bellinger I want in center field.
Oh, He won't be traded by the deadline, probably. Like, if you're not going anywhere,
he might
be around, right?
I would like Bellinger in center. I would like Happ in left. I want Suzuki in right. I'm playing Wisdom or Morrell at third, and the other one's DHing. Dansby Swanson, Nico Horner, Matt Mervis, and then the lion's share of the catching is Yan Gomes.
Who's hitting .282.
He's having a really good year.
Yeah. So, okay, so you would like to have, well... See, you can't split it at third base, Cap. Like, what is Morrell? What is his natural position?
He's Ben Zobrist. Just okay. Not quite as good as Ben Zobrist. But that style of play.
Not yet, though. I like his energy.
He brings great energy. He's got those cat whiskers he wears now with the double...
So ridiculous.
What do they call that? Eye black.
Yeah, he made whiskers with his eye black. They're real
correct.
Thin.
Correct.
So he looks ridiculous, but he's having fun, though.
He's having a good time. So that's the lineup that I want.
So Morrell doesn't play for you every day. You'd rather have Wisdom at third. And he's a guy that can move around too. Third, first, left, yeah. Right if you need him.
A little bit.
So you like Morrell's versatility, Swiss Army knife.
I do.
Okay.
And I need offense. And this guy's delivering offense.
See, I would say that Morrell would be could be the everyday DH, but he's a kid. Maybe we're looking at the DH position differently now in 2023. Does it matter? Because there was a time where we said, don't put a young kid at DH. He'll overthink his four at-bats. Put an old veteran in there. Because that's usually what that position was in the American League. A guy that's all on the way out. Just throw him in there. You can't play the outfield anymore. Put Harold as a DH every day.
Well, you always wanted a big thumper as your DH.
Yeah, older, now, but older, though.
We saw Nick Madrigal as a DH at one point. I'm like, really? That's the best we can do?
Yes. Your recaps will be very interesting in this Philly series.
Yeah.
Very interesting. You already got a losing streak going. That would be very interesting to see.
And then you're going to have the recaps of the Royals series. White Sox better win that series.
The best bet in Vegas was that the Sox were going to lose against the Guardians yesterday, even with Cease on the mound. Because that's what Brother Man had.
Thanks for telling me.
Well, Cap, I mean,
I bet the White Sox like a fool.
Why?
I thought Cleveland's not playing great. Dylan Cease on the hill. He pitched well the last time out. They'll win a low-scoring game.
You asked, you have the under?
I had the under.
Okay, well, that's good enough.
I pushed. I lost the juice. The vig.
Listen to the guy over your shoulder, Shay Norling, because he's got all the stats about teams on getaway days and what the one-loss record is for the home team. Shay has it right there.
He told me.
Yep, I'm going by what you told me.
Thanks for telling me, Shay, jerk.
Shay gave me those stats, and he said, the getaway games, usually the home team loses. That's what he told me.
Well, if he's got a lock winner that I can get in before I cross the state line, I would appreciate it.
So they play Kansas City, and you see how bad the Sox played against the Royals. That was not good at Kauffman Stadium at all.
Horrible.
At all.
Horrible. They lost 3-4 to a terrible Kansas City team.
So it's Kopech, Giolito, and Lynn in this series against Kansas City, then off to Cleveland, and then off to Detroit for a long road trip. Okay. This month of May into June is very defining for both of our teams. They're struggling.
Yeah, by July 1, we're going to have an idea where these two teams are.
You and I both might be talking about both teams like, okay, we're going to sell off some assets.
Divesting.
Horrible. Horrible for a baseball summer for both of
Correct.
Us.
Correct.
That won't get it done.
Correct. Need a win streak for both of us.
Just, as I said, just get me to training camp. Give me something to root for. Give me to the ballpark. I'm looking at these games like Angels, Detroit, at home for the White Sox, Texas in July and June. You know, give me something to be comfortable with.
We got to go to an afternoon Sox game and an afternoon Cubs game. You promised me you'd go to Wrigley. I said I'd go to the guaranteed rate.
Oh, so we're going to a Sox-Cubs game at guaranteed rate. That sounds great.
No.
That's outstanding.
You're going to a game at Wrigley. You said you would. You promised me that.
Did not.
Yes, you did.
Shay, did I ever promise that?
Not that I heard. I cannot bear witness here.
Yeah, you absolutely did. No. And I said, we'll go to an afternoon game at guaranteed rate. We'll go to an afternoon game at Wrigley.
Ugh.
100%.
As I mentioned to you, much easier for me to get to.
Get my guy Darman to drive us.
Okay.
We're going to cocktail.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time.
I told you, easier for me to get to AmFam Field in Milwaukee.
You know it would be good.
From the house, yeah.
We go to a day game at Wrigley. Car service over to the guaranteed rate for a night game. And we stagger in here to do the show the next morning. Serious.
Can Shay come with us? He needs some time. He needs
Shay
some
and Jay Moore, the four of us. That'd be a hell of a good outing.
Interested, Shay?
It's a lot of Kaplan.
What did he say?
It's a lot of Kaplan, he said.
What did he say? You're wearing headphones. What do you mean, what did he say?
If you spoke English, I would understand it.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Now, he said your name.
There's no need for that now.
He's not invited. He's out.
He's out. Okay.
I can't handle enough of him when I have to get in here early. He's out.
Okay. Well, just you and me and Jay Moore then.
That's it.
Jay Moore, you're in? Yep.
Yes, whatever you want to do. Whatever you want to do.
Let's stand Prof's hand on your headset.
I am.
Ryan Holder coming up next on Cap and Jay Hood.
Here's today's headline with Cap and Jay Hood.
Good morning, Chicago. The Cubs were off yesterday and will start a three-game series with the Phillies this weekend. The Phillies have lost four straight in 10 of their last 15. The White Sox, they lost yesterday 3-1 to Cleveland despite a solid effort from Dylan Cease. The White Sox start a weekend set against the Kansas City Royals in the South Side tonight. Coverage starts at 6:30 right here on the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000. The NHL saw its sixth longest ever game last night. Four full overtimes for Florida to win over Carolina 3-2 in Game 1. The Lakers dropped Game 2, and they are down 0-2 to the Nuggets. The 108-103 final was an amazing game last night in Denver. Jay Moore.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Twitter at ESPN 1000. Cap and Jay Hood are back on ESPN Chicago. Chicago's Home for Sports.
Because it's Friday.
It's time for the Friday Folder.
And you ain't got shit to do.
On the Cap and Jay Hood Show.
Captain Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Also on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Brought to you by...
That would be the ETI School of Skilled Trades, my friend.
And also, Twitch brought to you by White Claw Vodka Soda.
I think I might have a couple of those this weekend. You know, there's now a sugar-free, no zero sugar Mike's Hard Lemonade, same company. And I'm going to get some of that.
With more, here's Shay Norling. Shay?
All right, let's get started with something we wanted to talk about early in the week that everybody's talked about all week, and we'll hear from Stephen A. Smith on Martha Stewart on the cover of Sports Illustrated's swimsuit edition. And Stephen A. Smith weighed in on this. Take a listen to this.
81-year-old Martha Stewart is one of four swimsuit models gracing the cover of Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. 81 years old. Now, I know y'all saying, what the hell, Stephen, they talking about something like that for? Well, it's a simple reason. Ladies, none of y'all are beyond your prime. All of y'all got it going on. To each their own. Now, everybody got their own different taste. I have mine. People have theirs. I said I have my taste for a reason. That would be one of them. Russell Wilson, I see why you smiling a lot. He ain't the only one, though. Yes. We all have our taste.
Kim Kardashian on the screen, though.
Lord have mercy. Bravo, Kim. Elon Musk's mother was on the cover of Sports Illustrated. She's 75 years old. You go on, mama. You go on with your bad self. I've seen plenty of women in their 50s that look better than women in their 20s. I think it's great that Martha Stewart and Mrs. Musk are gracing the same cover that Ciara and Kim Kardashian graced. There is no prime. Everybody got their taste.
Oh, God. So creepy. I don't know why he does that with his voice. He goes way up here to talk about Martha Stewart. And then he comes down here and says, I want to get inside your body and your knowledge of why you were on this cover of Sports Illustrated. Such a weird dynamic there.
If you see, you have to watch the video too, because the video and his podcast, I think No Mercy, he does a video on YouTube.
Weird.
And when he puts up the Ciara picture and he says Russell Wilson, he puts two thumbs up and he smiles real big at the camera.
Oh my God.
It's unbelievable. I don't understand. Like, what is he doing?
The up and down nature of what he's doing there is all up here because Martha Stewart is 81.
And he comes down here and says, I want to see what's behind the curtain.
I mean, seriously, it's very strange. Why does he do that, Jay Moore?
So good.
He's into, what's the term? You're into someone that old? Gilfs?
Yeah.
With
yeah.
a G?
Okay. Yeah.
Gilfs.
Ugh. All right. Go ahead.
He did the same thing with his voice on the NBA postgame after the Knicks lost. They asked him about Julius Randle. They wanted a classic Stephen A. rant. And he's like, the New York Knicks need to trade Julius Randle. Yeah. He cannot be a bona fide basketball player for this team. I'm like, where?
He ran out of energy. He just ran out of
it. Yeah, he was done.
He's working like 34 out of 34 days. Like, it's Julius Randle. I want him out of here. And I believe. You know, like, what?
It's all over the board.
Yeah, it is.
Martha Stewart looked awesome. Awesome. I want to get back to that.
You want to get to get back to who?
No, I didn't want to say I want to get that. I said I want to get back to that topic of Martha Stewart.
It's fine. It just
she did. I'll even say she looked good. Good for her.
Yeah. Oh my God, 81 years old.
Good for her.
She looked good.
She looked amazing.
Yeah, if you could pay for it, absolutely.
God bless.
Absolutely. If you have the money to pay for it, look like that. That's great. Yeah. All right, next.
What's going on with Diamondbacks pitchers? Randy Johnson famously killed a bird with a pitch, and now Zach Gallen in pregame's warmups threw a curveball that killed a bird.
I mean, he didn't mean to.
He was playing catch, and all of a sudden, bam!
Yes. Uh-oh. So, do you believe that pitchers, I guess the topic is, do you believe pitchers have the accuracy to throw balls at birds and kill them instantly if they tried? Do they have the accuracy? You can get it to the pitcher 60 feet 6 inches, right?
60 feet 6 inches.
All right. Can you do that with a bird in flight? The best pitchers.
I think it's a fluke.
You don't think the best pitchers could be able to find the accuracy of a... So how about a pigeon? Low-flying Chicago pigeon.
Like when we walked to the garage today.
Yeah.
You and I walk together, and there's always four or five of those flying rodents hanging around by Lake and Dearborn.
Yes.
If you fired a 99-mile-an-hour fastball at one of the pigeons that was hanging out sitting there or walking around, yeah, you could get it. Flying around up in the air and go, bam! That's a fluke.
What do you think, Shay?
I think it's a fluke. I'm with Cap. It's just random chance. But the odds that random chance strikes twice for a Diamondbacks pitcher.
Yes.
What, I mean, what are the chances? By the way, the craziest part, if you watch the video, you can't really see the bird or the ball, and it kind of highlights where it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But you can see the ball go past the catcher, and then the dead bird hit him in the leg. That's the scariest thing ever.
Yeah.
If you're turning around, like, how did that ball get away from me? And then something hits your leg, and you turn around, and it's a dead bird?
Oh, that would freak me out.
Yeah, yes. Because you think that's bad karma, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, what's the next one?
Have you seen this story about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle claiming they were in a near-catastrophic chase with the paparazzi, and nobody believes them?
Tune in.
Meghan Markle? What was she doing?
Not Meghan Markle from Channel 2. Not her. Meghan. The Royals.
Oh, I got it.
Yes, not Meghan Markle.
Oh, it was got Meghan Markle.
No. So you say that they were in a fatal...
Yeah, they
claim
they were involved in a chaotic car chase with paparazzi in New York on Tuesday night. It could have resulted in a catastrophic outcome, their spokesperson has alleged. And nobody believes them. Because apparently in their Netflix documentary, they used photos of other people being harassed by the paparazzi to claim that they had been harassed.
Well, you know what? I believe the story, Shay. I do. Because the paparazzi get too close, man.
They do.
They want the story so badly, they'll get right into your grill. So that would not surprise me. Aggressive paparazzi? International paparazzi? Absolutely. I believe the story.
When we were in France, I was looking around going, I would love to see like a celebrity getting like chased by paparazzi just to see what it looked like.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Can you squeeze in one more before we hear from Tracy Butler? Is there one more you can give us?
Yeah, Johnny Depp went viral this week. Did you see this? Because of his teeth.
Yes, I did see
this. He's got rotting teeth. He was at Cannes at the film festival and debuting his new movie, which got horrible reviews. And he's like walking the carpet, giving off smiles. His teeth are all brown. He's got visible cavities. And people were like distraught by this.
You got to take care of yourself there, John.
Yeah.
You're a public figure. Cappy, I think that's New York Post. I think that's where I saw the picture. Take a look at that.
I have my subscription on my iPad. I will look that up.
It is nasty for someone as a celebrity where it's just, there's no white in those teeth. This is all brown.
Ugh.
Like dookie brown.
Bad.
Like doo-doo brown. Bad. All right. He wasn't doing that. Don't stop. That's not what I'm saying. So, yes, I did see that. That's gross. Take care of yourself. And each other.
He's got so much money. Just get a new set of pearls, man. What are we doing?
Yeah, you could switch them all out, right? Just get a whole bunch
right.
of new teeth.
Yeah. Shiny veneers.
There you go.
Shiny veneers.
Yep. Should be a name of a
horse. I just went to the exhibit in Europe. I saw Vermeer.
No, that's not what he meant. Shiny veneers. New teeth.
Vermeer.
Never mind.
Named after the artist.
No, it's not. It's not.
Megan Mowicki had it.
No, old timer, it's not. I'm just telling you. Tracy Butler with the weekend weather is coming up as we just finished Friday Folder.
I've got a good topic for Tracy.
And it's brought to you by...
That would be the ETI School of Skilled Trades.
Captain Jay Hood, weekday morning, 7 to 10.
Captain Jay Hood are back.
And you know this, man.
Chicago's home for sports. ESPN Chicago.
Now time for the Captain Jay Hood Cut of the Day, brought to you by...
Chicago Cut Steakhouse. I was out there yesterday, saw the Creighton head coach, Greg McDermott, Doug's dad, his staff, the NBA combines going on. It was a crowded house, had a nice burger out on the patio. It was delicious.
Jayboard! All right, what do we have?
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
I did win the Derby.
Yep, you did.
Yeah, I didn't know you ran. What are you talking about?
You won the Derby?
Here I come! Take that!
At the tape! And there he is! David Kaplan! Kaplan is winning! Followed by Mage! It's like, Cap won the Derby? Who's riding you? Your ex-wife was riding you.
Wow.
But now she's out of the mix. Boy, she missed a gem.
And that's all, folks.
And that is the Cap and Jacob Cut of the Day.
Brought to you by David Flom and Matt Moore's awesome restaurant, Chicago Cut Steakhouse on LaSalle on the north side of the Chicago River.
Let's go to the newsroom. ABC 7 Eyewitness News. Ah, Tracy Butler's with us. And Tracy, I feel like I'm melting because there's rain. How about our mic, Cap? How about turning on her mic? That's a dollar. Bernie'sBookBank.org.
You know what?
She hadn't said anything
she
yet.
She did. She started laughing. It was missed. I'll take a dollar, please.
I don't have any money.
That's a lie.
I have no money.
How about in your purse?
I have to look.
Oh my.
Like his purse?
Oh, my. Wow. Gosh, they're paying him handsomely here.
$1,300.
$1,200.
With tax.
Are you kidding me?
Always wanted one. I bought one in Paris.
He's on GCNI. Now he's talking off the mic. It's unbelievable.
I bought it in Paris.
Yeah.
Did you bring stuff for the rest of us? Did you bring, like, souvenirs?
I didn't.
Can you get a keychain or anything?
Could have been nice.
Wow.
Ashtray.
Wow.
Remember when the ashtray was the key thing?
Yeah.
Hey, I brought you an ashtray. Oh, this is great. What? Put it on the wall.
Yeah.
Or a shot glass.
Yeah, that would have been fine.
Yeah.
Cap?
I would have taken glass? That. I know.
I didn't think of getting you guys gifts. Sorry.
No, clearly. Huh.
No problem.
Hey, I was in Long Grove this morning.
Yes.
They're having their big chocolate festival there this weekend.
I should have been there.
I wish you would have. You should have been.
Would have been perfect.
Oh.
Me and Jay Moore would have been great at the chocolate fest. What's up, baby?
Oh, some chocolate love.
How you doing?
Yeah.
It was so much fun. I mean, we did get some rain there, but Chocolate Fest is this weekend. For anybody that wants to get out there today, the rain has ended in Long Grove. Maybe a little sprinkly there for another half hour or so. But just like most of the Chicago area this weekend, I think we're going to have a really decent weekend.
It's awesome.
Awesome.
Time on the patio.
Yes.
Okay, so Dan Zetterman.
I've heard of him. Yes.
Doc, director of content.
Yes.
He sent over a tweet from Barstool Chief.
Okay.
Who said, May is supposed to warm. Having a frost delay for the PGA on May 18th just proves that we need to reset the entire calendar. Mm-hmm. I'm sad to report that next year we need to have two Januaries to get things back in rhythm.
Wow. Very interesting. I think, you know what? It is an anomaly, though, that it is that cold. But if you think about it, the average date of our last frost here is May 15th. So it's not, even for that area of the country where they're playing the PGA this weekend, it's not unusual for them to have frost this time of year.
How about that?
It's not. So that's why a lot of times I encourage folks to kind of wait until Memorial Day to plant like your vegetables, your summer annuals, because we still can get a frost around Chicago. But I will tell you, I don't have any frosty conditions in the forecast next week.
Love it.
Yeah.
In the 80s next week.
Yeah, yep, we're getting some 80s, 70s.
Yep. I gave you 10 gold stars for your winter performance today.
Did I not? Wow. And what a performance it was.
It's a great winter.
Oh, it was not bad.
It was a great winter.
And if we get an El Nino next year, which it's looking like, could have it in mild winter as well.
Awesome.
Wearing shorts in the winter in Chicago.
It's the best.
During Christmas.
I was walking down Lake Street in shorts at 5:30 in the morning, and Mark, the security, he's like, it's January. You're in shorts.
Mark was with me in Long Grove this morning, and our whole crew, just amazing.
Good Mark was there too, huh?
Yes.
A lot of chocolate around here. I don't know. It's pretty interesting. I don't know. Wait till it comes.
No rain this weekend?
No rain this weekend.
You're the best.
Good times.
We love you, Tracy.
She mentioned that.
I just making sure audience changes every like 90 seconds.
Oh.
It does?
Yeah.
Okay.
Research says.
I think you change every 90 seconds. We thank you for listening and calling and being part of the program here on ESPN 1000. Your unicorn? Yep. Hope you're listening, ex-wife. He's a unicorn. You missed out. Thank you, Shay. Thank you, Jay Moore. Because my guy is the best. He's the best David Kaplan that you'll find now.
Oh, absolutely.
Right now.
Right
absolutely.
Now.
He's
keep
the best.
Coming. Right
he's
here,
the best.
Right now.
Felix Mutual.
Thank you, Tracy.
Tracy, you're awesome.
Always.
You're splendid. You're pirate yellow. Yellow.
We'll do this Monday at 7. So long, everybody.
Take that.
From Chicago.